Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, Majlis Nazim, to Radio Islam International. Beautiful Nazim, once again, I just love this Nazim Ali Saib Saab. And I came across a beautiful saying of Sheikh Sa'adi Chanazi Rahmatullah Alayhi. What he says is that the comfort of the heart lies in keeping it attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and closing the eyes to the entire universe. Subhanallah, that is so true, dear listeners. That we all want comfort, we all want happiness. The comfort of the heart lies in keeping ourselves attached to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and Mawlid Sahib Sahib closing the eyes to remain to the entire universe. Allah make it a reality, inshallah, in Abuha Shaykh Sa'adi Shirazi Rahmatullah Ali. It is his same. Alright, we welcome you once again to the contest, inshallah, the Ramadan contest. It's day 13, Thursday, the 8th of June 2017. I don't know why Brother Hafiz is smiling on the other side. I don't know what I said wrong. But yes, Mawlid Sahib Saab is with me. Malana Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my brother. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maybe he's just laughing at one of your jokes that you made previously and he still can't get over it. That how can Mawlana Kara say such stuff like that?
Mawlid Sahib Saab, biwiya, bachya, sab cheek thak hai. All the wives, all the children, all okay, my brother, all doing well, mashallah.
Ji, last time I checked, they were all fine, alhamdulillah.
Oh, mashallah, last time you checked. They were all doing okay. MashaAllah. All the wives and all the children. You're a lucky man. MashaAllah. All right. We have our three contestants on the line. And Mawlid Sahib Saab talking about that. You know what? Somebody sent a nice SMS here. That... all right. There's quite a few here. I wanted to go through one or two, inshallah. Lovely ones here. But anyway, inshallah, let's welcome our contestants on the line. First contestant. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. Who am I speaking to?
It's Ummi Abu Bakr.
Ummi Abu Bakr.
Okay.
All right, Jazakumullah. Okay. What he says, I was talking about the Sardar one. Somebody sends an SMS Sardar on phone. He says, Doctor, my wife is pregnant. She's having the pain right now. The doctor asks, is this her first child? Sardar says, no, this is her husband speaking. Anyway, some lovely SMSs. The brother sent about 8 of them. Nice ones, mashallah. But anyway, this is not time for those things. Mawlid Sahib Saab, let's get serious, my brother. Put your tea aside. Let's get to the contest, inshallah. And Appa, sorry for that interruption. Are you there, Ummi Abu Bakr?
Hey, I'm here.
All right, Appa, where are you calling from?
Gauteng.
Gauteng. Hey. All right, so according to this note, Heidelberg is Gauteng. Okay, mashallah. All right.
You're not supposed to give that away.
Oh, sorry, maaf. It's just I was reading all the information here, the IDs and what have you. By mistake, I said Heidelberg, Appa. Apologies for that, Appa.
Okay.
All right, inshallah. All right, are you ready, Appa?
She am ready.
All right. Here goes the contest. 7 questions, 60 seconds to answer, okay? What is the meaning of Uhudud in Surah Buruj? 1 fort, 2 towers, 3 trenches.
Center.
How do you spell the word gorilla?
Gorilla. G-O-R-I-L-L-A.
How many years did Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi avoid goat meat due to fear of consuming unlawfully acquired food? 1, 7, 2, 8, 3, 9. 7. What is the capital of Oman?
Capital of Oman?
Yeah.
Fast.
After conquering Constantinople, what would the Muslim army be doing when they hear the call that the Dajjal has appeared? 1. Performing Salah. 2. Distributing the booty. Or 3. Resting.
Number 1.
Complete the proverb, sister. It's no use crying.
Crying over spilled milk.
The Muslim army that will find the Roman army camped in Dabiq will comprise 1. The best people on the earth. 2. The worst people in Arabia. Or 3. The best after the Dajjal's appearance.
Number 3.
What was number 3, Appa?
The best after the Dajjal's appearance.
The best after the Dajjal's appearance. Yes. And what is your proof for that, Appa?
I don't know proof. I'm just taking a guess.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you have a kitab. You have some hawala. You can tell us. You read about it in this kitab. And, okay, but it was just a guess. Anyway, you were talking about gorilla, Appa. I don't know. Spell the word gorilla again. We are all learning. The motto, Mawlid Sahib Saab. The slogan, hold on, Appa, I'm talking just 1 second, Maaf for that, Appa. The slogan of this contest is we are all learning, okay, Mawlid Sahib Saab?
Okay.
G. So, Appa, how do you spell the word gorilla?
G-O-R-I-L-L-A.
Is that how you spell gorilla, Appa?
According to me.
According to you, no, Appa. That is how you actually start to spell the gorikala. You know gorikala? So gorilla, the way we spell gorikala, sorry, gorikala is what how you spell it, Appa. Gorilla is G-U-E-R-R-I-L-L-A.
English dictionary.
It's all in all the dictionaries, Appa. Just check it up, inshallah.
Mulana, I think we have to get back on that one there. The reason for that, there's two kinds of gorilla. One is the animal, and she's spelling the animal one. And the one that we are looking for, it's not the animal one, it's the different one.
Okay, sorry, Appa, we should have told you that, okay?
Okay.
This gorilla is the freedom fighter.
The freedom fighter, sorry for that, Appa.
Yeah, not the animal.
Okay.
But that was a catch. All right, but it's one of those things that we're all learning. But you spell Gorikala very good, okay?
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. All right, we have 1, 2, 3 right, Malisa. If I'm correct in saying 3 right.
3 right and 1 pending. We'll get back to that.
3 one. Right and 1 pending. 3 plus, I'm going to put a question mark. 3 plus a question mark. Malisa, if you don't need a calculator for that. We're going to come back to the sister in a bit or two. All right, let's go through the answers besides Gorikala. What is the meaning of Uhudud in Surah Buruj? 1, forts, 2, towers, 3, trenches. The answer there is number 3, Malisa. If like the sister said, it is trenches. For how many years did Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi avoid goat meat due to fear of consuming unlawfully acquired food? 1, 7, 2, 8, number 3, 9. What was it, brother?
7, correct.
7 answer. Is a correct answer, mashallah. The capital of Oman is Muscat. Okay. After conquering Constantinople, what would the Muslim army be doing when they hear the call that the Dajjal has appeared? 1, performing salah, 2, distributing the booty, or 3, resting? The answer there is 2, Mulisayyib Sahib, it's number 2.
Yes.
The proverb, it's no use crying over what? No use crying over spilt milk, Mulisayyib Sahib. You cannot cry over spilt milk. It's done. It's dealt with, okay?
Done,
okay, my brother. Jazakumullah. Done and dusted with. G. New proverb from Ali Sahib. Muslim army that will fight the Roman army camped at Dabiq will comprise. Mali Sahib, where is Dabiq, my brother? You say you always busy with research and theses and what have you. Can you kindly explain to us where is Dabiq, my brother?
It just came that other day in our questions, in our quiz. But right now my memory is not recalling what was it.
Okay. Your memory is not telling where it is. Okay. All right, anyway. The answer, Mali Sahib Sahib, is, is it the best people on the earth, 2, the worst people in Arabia, or 3, the best after the Jahl's appearance? The answer there is the best people on the earth. So, Appa from Heidelberg's got 3 plus 1 pending. Mali Sahib Sahib, can we have the result of this first one?
Gee, before the end of the competition, inshallah.
Before the end of the competition, inshallah, Appa, we will tell you where your curricula comes from. And how you spell the word gorilla. Okay. Next contestant, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Alright, we're trying to get hold of the second contestant. The second contestant, I think, possibly is from Lanesia. Sister, brother from Lanesia, can you kindly talk to us? We have another anonymous caller also from, I think, Johannesburg. And let's welcome our second contestant. We have our contestant, Mali Sahib Sahib.
Let's try. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Okay, our engineer will try, inshallah. Let's try. Let's go to contestant number 3, Mulana Kara. In the meantime, our engineer, brother Ismail, will try and get the second contestant back.
Do we have our third contestant on the line? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. Appa, where are you calling from?
Johannesburg. Yes.
Alright, mashaAllah, Appa. It is Johannesburg. Appa from Johannesburg. Anonymous, eh? Okay, mashallah, anonymous caller from Johannesburg. Mali Sahib Sahib, my brother, you can go ahead.
Gee, let's start, inshallah. Sister, are you ready?
Inshallah.
Do you have any questions before we pose you the questions?
No.
Okay, let's start. Question number 1. According to Muqatil, the incident of the trenches referred to in Surah Buruj took place once, thrice, or 5 times in history?
3 times.
How do you spell the word chandelier?
C-H-A-N-D-E-L-I-E-R.
Who is the governor of Iraq who had Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi whipped for refusing to administer the public treasury? Was it number 1 Ibn Hubayrath, or number 2 Ibn Huraira, number 3 Marwan Ibn Hakam?
Marwan Ibn Hakam.
What is the capital of Malawi?
Lingo, Lirongwe.
After conquering Constantinople, where would the Muslim army hang their swords before distributing the booty? Number one, around their necks. Number two, on the apple trees. Or number three, on the olive trees?
Around their necks.
Complete the following proverb, great haste. Take your time, Papa.
I don't know.
Radio Islam is on 24 hours in the month of Ramadan, so there is no rush whatsoever. Take your time, Papa. Take your time. Think about it. Tell us, give us an answer, Papa. The proverb, great haste, what?
This proverb
from Shaytan.
Very apt also.
Is it very, sorry, Malishwe?
Very apt for the...
Oh, questions. very apt, mashallah, new word, very apt. Abba, what is your answer? Great haste, make Shaytan happy. Sorry?
Make waste.
Yeah, that's the answer, Abba. Great haste makes great waste. Jazakallah, but sorry for that, okay, Abba?
Yes.
All right, Malishwe Ibsab, how many does the sister have right? One, two, three.
Just three.
Three right, Abba? All right. We might even come for a sudden death question. Let's just see what the result is of the first one, inshallah. Abba, well done. Mashallah to you, Johannesburg, anonymous female. Okay, Abba? Chandelier. Chandelier, Malik Swayipsab, yes. Chandelier. Can you kindly go through the questions and the answers, my brother?
Yes, for sure. It's my pleasure to do that, Manakara. Question one, we asked, according to Muqatil, the incident of the trenches referred to in Surah Buruj took place once, thrice, or five times. The answer we were looking for is thrice. Then the spelling of the word chandelier, sister corrected it, spelled it correctly, rather. Question three was, who is the governor of Iraq who had Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi whipped for refusing to administer the public treasury? Was it Ibn Hubayra, Ibn Hurayra, or Marwan Ibn Hakam? And the answer that we were looking for is Ibn Hubayra. What is the capital of Malawi? And she correctly answered Lilongwe. And then after that, after the conquering of Constantinople, where would the Muslim army hang their swords before distributing the booty? Was it around the necks, around the apple trees, or on the olive trees? The correct answer we were looking for, Malana Kara, is olive trees. Then the proverb, great haste makes great waste. And we...
Is it proverb or proverb?
Both, it depends which part.
It just depends. According to Shakespeare, it's a proverb. And according to the Oxford Dictionary, it's a proverb. So both Shakespeare's pronunciation and the Oxford Dictionary both are the same.
Yes.
All right, my brother, I get it now. All right. Anything else, my brother? Can we go to the third contestant?
Yes, let's see if the third contestant is back on the line, Malana Kara.
All right, third contestant, are you there? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah, sister, for calling in. First time you're calling for the competition?
Ji.
All right, may I ask where you're calling from, Papa, just for the records?
Lanesia.
Oh, Lanesia, mashallah, jazakallah. All the luck, okay, Papa?
Jazakallah.
Ameen. What do you say, Ibsam, the brother? I'm going to go through the second one. You know what he says? I've got to go through this one. There's a nice one here. Something on the lighter side, that this same Sardar went for divorce with his wife. The judge asks him, you know, you got three kids, how are you going to divide them? So he says, you know what, oh, judge sir, I'm going to come next year with one more, so that it will be easy to divide two. Gee. All right, Appa, sorry, that wasn't for you, it was for myself and Molly Swayip sir. Your questions are coming up next, okay, Appa?
Gee.
Any questions you have for us?
No.
Okay. If you want to ask us questions, it's fine, Appa. It's fine with me and Mali Sahib, sir. We will answer your questions gladly.
No, Malana, it's fine.
Okay, okay, okay. Here goes your contest, Appa. Seven questions, 60 seconds to answer, okay?
Gee.
You got to get three right or more than three to be in the contest.
Gee.
All right. According to one riwayat, one narration, the incident of the changes took place during the period of one, Musa alayhi salam, two, Isa, three, Fatara.
Two.
How do you spell the word pharmacy? Pharmacy.
P-H-A-R-A-M-A-C-Y.
In which city did Imam Abu Hanifa Radhiallahu Anhu pass away? One, Medina. Two, Kufa. Three, Baghdad.
Baghdad.
Oh, yes. What is the capital of New Zealand?
Malana, please repeat this.
The capital of New Zealand.
The capital of New Zealand is...
When the Roman army will camp at Dabiq, they will be challenged by a Muslim army from the city of 1, Damascus, 2, Constantinople, or 3, Medina Sharif.
Number 1.
He, proverb, he loves best. What? Who loves best?
Pass.
Imam Abu Hanifa Ramtana Ali was an accomplished businessman. He used to trade in one, perfumes, two, fabric, or three pots.
Two.
What was two, sister?
Fabrics.
Fabrics. Okay, yes. Mashallah, that is the correct answer. Molly Suhaib Saab, it's getting difficult, it's going to get a very, very interesting contest. We have, sister has got 1, 2, 3 right, am I correct?
Gee, that is correct. So all three sisters are receiving 3 points besides number one. She's pending, and I just made sure, and I found out, Molana, that we asked her to spell the word gorilla, and she spelled it... the animal, the gorilla animal that we get, and we were looking for the freedom fighter, but nonetheless it was a error from our side, like how you get homonyms and homophones.
Sorry, just explain homonyms and homophones.
Gee, homophones.
So homophones don't have the camera and WhatsApp?
No.
Oh, okay.
You are totally way off.
Okay, so kindly explain.
Homophones are those words which sounds the same but has different meanings.
Oh.
And they are spelled differently also. These are called homophones, and homonyms are words which sounds the same, spell the same, but it has different meanings. Like, for example, rose. Rose, you can say a flower in a garden, or you can say also when you woke up, when you rise in the morning, that rose.
Oh.
So it's spelled the same. It has the same meaning. It doesn't have the same meaning. It spells the same, and it sounds the same, but it has two different meanings. Another example is flower.
G.
The flower that you get in a garden, and the flower that your wife makes roti with.
Okay, mashallah.
So, when you're listening, it sounds the same.
So, what you're trying to say is the mistake was from your side, Mali Saib Saab. Okay, it's fine. Apology accepted, Apam. And so, what are you going to do, Mali Saib Saab? Have another contest?
No.
Are we going to give her the point?
Yes, because we asked her to spell the word gorilla and we didn't
spell it. Okay, Apam, what you spelled
gorilla.
Was, you spelled gorilla right, not gorilla. Sorry for that, Apam. But yes, mashallah, so she is the winner for today.
Yes, she will win that extra point and she will have 4 points then.
Mashallah. Sister, from Heidelberg it is. Are you there? All right, she's not there, Mali Saib Saab. We say congratulations to her. She was the first contestant. She gets 4 points. And the second contestant had 3 points, and the third contestant had 3 points also. It would have been a very, very difficult contest, Mali Saib Saab. If all had three, we would have had to pose three sudden death questions.
But the sister had an advantage of spelling that word gorilla, and we'll give her that point.
We'll give her the point, inshallah. Okay, jazakumullah. Well done, Appa from Heidelberg. 1,000 rands coming up your way. I think she dropped the call. Heidelberg is part of Gauteng, Mali Saib Saab. So we're going to get back to her, inshallah. 1,000 rands coming up her way. Mashallah, sister. Allah increase us all in ilm and knowledge. Mali Saib Saab, jazakallah, and over to you, my brother.
Ji Mawlana, before we close, there is one mayyat announcement. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The mayyat of marhuma Khadija Nalla of Rodiport, sister of Fu Bulbulia. That's what it says. Khadija Nalla of Rodiport, sister of Fu Bulbulia, will leave from 17 Second Avenue, Melville. Time to be confirmed, inshallah. Stay tuned to Radio Islam and we will announce a little later. The Janaja Salah just came in now, about 2 or 3 minutes back, Mawlana Kara. That is a mayyat announcement of Khadija Nalla of Rodiport, sister of Fu Bulbulia, will leave number 17 Second Avenue, Melville, and Janaza Salah will be time to be confirmed, proceeding to the West Park, Kabristan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us and all the marhumin forgiveness and Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. One should also recite Suratul Ikhlas thrice for a Yusuala Thawab of one's parents and all marhumin. Mawlana Nakara, what you can expect next is, inshallah, we will be playing for you the drama series Heartbreak, repeat of drama series which we played out this morning, and then the repeat of the tribute program Pillars of Strength, and then inshallah we'll be broadcasting last night's Taraweeh Salah, Saudi Taraweeh Salah, and Mawlana Habib will be joining day after, and then again, once again in your company, Mawlana Kara.
Mali Saib Saab, been talking to some people today regarding mort and death. There was a brother who said one of his tenants, you know, the wife went to wake him up for the Sahri Namaz, her Sahri, and all of a sudden, I mean, they just couldn't wake him up. Poor guy passed away. Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. Also, we find young people have lost their lives. Mali Saib Saab, we were told this morning by somebody that a youngster, 36 years of age, a stroke and a heart attack, he passed away. So regarding the subhanAllah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant them afiyat, Allah make it easy. And we find that this is dunya, we all here to leave the dunya, lessons we have to prepare for the akhirah, inshallah. In fact, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, he took me by the shoulder and he said that kun fi dunya ka annaka gharibun wa abiru sabeelin, that O Ibn Umar, be in this world as if you are a stranger or a traveler on the road. And Ibn Umar Abu Darda used to say also that إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. If you get up in the morning, in the evening rather, don't anticipate the morning. And in the morning, do not ever anticipate the evening. And وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. Take from your health for your illness and take from your life for your death. Allah make it a reality. Allah give us all the tawfiq to make amal. May Allah Ta'ala be pleased and happy with us. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Alright, Yatun Trail Islam International. Mali Saib Sahib giving me some big eyes. I don't know for what reason. Back to the engineer.